所以对你心里而言，这也是很重要的一件事。
Here's a beautiful prayer by Bob Pierce. He said, "Let my heart be broken by the things that break the heart of God."
鲍勃·皮尔斯他有一个很美的一个祷告，他说：“让我的心被那些让上帝心碎的事也心碎。”
In other words, let me be concerned about the things that God is concerned about.
也就是说，神所关心的事，也就是我所关心的事。
See, Nehemiah, he went on to become a man who was used greatly by God, but it all started with a heart, a sensitive heart for the things of God.
所以尼希米他有这样的一个愿意为神工作、为神来做的一个心，就是从他的心开始，从他对神的心有一个敏感度开始。
Again, all of us, I'm sure all of us want to do great things for God.
我相信我们在这所有的人都愿意为神做伟大的事情。
But let's remember, the first thing we must do is to develop a sensitive heart to care about the things that God cares about.
所以让我们记得，我们要做的第一件事就是培养出一个对神敏感的心。
May it be our prayer that God may the things that may my heart be broken over the things that break your heart.
愿我们的祷告是我们的心破碎，是为那些破碎上帝心的事情，我们的心也跟着破碎。
Let's look at the second thing. A God-pleasing heart is a humble heart.
第二点，我们提到第二点。神所喜悦的心是一个谦卑的心。
Now, how do we know Nehemiah was a humble person? By how much he approached God through prayer.
我们怎么知道尼希米他是一个谦卑的人呢？就是从我们来看到他的祷告，他有多少次的祷告。
Look at verses 5 and 6.
我们看第五节、第六节。
Now, in this short book,There are as many as 11 prayers recorded in the book of Nehemiah.
在尼希米记这本书，一个很短的书，有11次提到祷告。
And here in chapter 1, the word prayer and pray came up 5 times.
然后就在第一章，他提到祷告就有五次。
And from here, we get the idea that prayer.Was a part of Nehemiah's life, a big part of his heart, a big part of his life.
所以祷告对尼希米来说是他生命很重要的一个部分。
Now, prayer is a spiritual discipline that a Christian cannot do without.
祷告对基督徒来说是一个不可缺少的一件事情。
Because we can tell how much a person relies on God.By the amount of time he or she spends in prayer.
我们可以看到一个人他有多么的信任，多么的依赖神，可以从他多长祷告来看出来。
Sometimes because we are busy and we go through sometimes days or weeks without coming to God in prayer.
有时候我们很忙，我们就甚至于有几天或者是几个星期都没有祷告。
When we do that, what are we communicating to God?
当我们这么做的时候，我们跟神表达了什么？
We're saying to God, God, I'm okay without you.
所以我们跟神说，神啊，没有你我还是可以的。
God, I can handle it. I know what I'm doing.
神啊，我知道我在做什么，我自己就能够决定来做什么。
But here, verse 6, Nehemiah, it says, he prayed before the Lord day and night.
所以在这里第六节提到说，尼希米他昼夜在耶和华面前祷告。
And indeed, throughout this book, we see that every decision Nehemiah had to make, every crisis that he faced, every criticism that he received, he always would come to God in prayer.
所以我们在这里面，在尼希米就可以看到说，在尼希米他面对的每一个危机，他每一个对他的批评，还有他做每一件事情之前，他 是完全的依靠神。
You see, that's the kind of attitude that God's looking for people who truly rely on Him.
所以这就是神他所寻找的一个心，是一个基督徒，一个人能够全心的信任神。
Look at this quote by Oswald Chambers. He said, "We tend to use prayer as a last resort, but God wants it to be our first line of defense."
所以我们来看一下 Oswald Chambers 他所说的。他说，我们倾向于将祷告作为我们最后的一个手段，但是上帝他希望能够成为我们的第一道防线。
We pray when there is nothing else we can do, but God wants us to pray before we do anything at all.
在我们无能为力的时候，我们开始祷告。但是上帝他希望我们在做任何事之前先祷告。
Isn't that good?
很好吧。
Look at the examples in the Bible. Before Jesus ascended to heaven.He charged the disciples with the Great Commission.
我们看一下圣经是这样讲的，在耶稣基督升天之前，他吩咐他的门徒一个大使命。
I mean, how exciting, right? To evangelize the world, but look at the instruction right after that.
所以这非常让人兴奋的一件事情，也就是要让我们基督徒能够根据神的旨意到世界各地去传福音。但是我们看一看，在传福音之后，神让我们做什么？
Before evangelizing, Jesus told them, give them an instruction to wait for the Holy Spirit.
所以在那之后，神说要使徒们等待圣灵来到。
Acts 1:14 it says.They all joined together constantly in prayer.
在《使徒行传》一章十四节提到，所有的人都同心合意的恒切祷告。
Why did they wait in prayer?
为什么他们在做任何事情之前都要先祷告呢？
Because they realized they could not do it on their own strength.
因为他们明白，他们没有办法靠自己来做这些事。
They desperately need God's help.
他们非常的迫切需要神的帮助。
Brothers and sisters, as we go through this life and face all the challenges in our lives, we must bathe ourselves in prayer.
所以弟兄姐妹们，当我们面对我们生命当中的挑战的时候，我们也要让我们能够自己沉浸在整个祷告当中。
We must realize that when we rely on ourselves, we are going to fail.
我们要明白，当我们只靠自己的时候，我们会失败的。
And it's only when we rely on God, then we can do great things.
只有当我们在信任、能够依赖神的时候，我们才能够做伟大的事情。
Look at what the Bible clearly tells us, 2 Chronicles 7:14.
所以在圣经里，历代志记下七章十四节很明白地告诉我们。
If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and will heal their land.
七章十四节提到，这称为我名下的子民，若是自卑祷告，寻求我的面，转离他们的恶行。我必从天上垂听，赦免他们的罪，医治他们的地。
God's blessings starts with us humbling ourselves and praying.
神对我们的祝福就是当我们谦卑自己开始祷告的时候。
Look at what a humble person what he does. Verse 6 and 7 says, "I confess the sins we Israelites." Including myself and my father's family have committed against you. We have acted wickedly towards you. We have not obeyed the commands, decrees, and laws you gave your servant Moses.
我们看一个谦卑的人是怎么说的。他提到说，在第六节跟第七节提到说，承认我们以色列人向你所犯的罪，我与我父家都有罪了。我们向你所行的甚是邪恶。没有遵守你借着仆人摩西所吩咐的诫命、律例、典章。
See, this humble person, in his humility, he prayed for his nation, the sins of his nation.
所以我们看他，尼希米这样一个谦卑的人，他祷告，他为他的国家所犯的罪，为他家庭，他自己。
Not just his nation, but his family, and not just his family, but himself.
他不单是为他国家祷告，他为他的家人，还有对他的家庭，还有他个人也来祷告。
That's a humble person.
这就是一个谦卑的人。
Jesus says, "Blessed are the poor in spirit."
耶稣基督说，虚心温柔的人有福了。
It means blessed are those who realize how much they need God, who are totally dependent on God.
也就是说，那些人他知道他是真正的需要神，而且能够完全的信赖神的这些人有福了。
James 4:6, the Bible says, God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble.
雅各书四章六节提到，神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
Dr. Myers, the great theologian, said this, I used to think that God's gifts were on shelves, one above the other, and that the taller we grew in Christian character, the easier we could reach them.
所以有一个神学家麦耶博士他提到，他说我曾经认为上帝的礼物在架子上一层一层的往上摆，基督徒的品格成长的越高，我们就越能够接触到上帝。
I now find that God's gifts are on shelves one beneath the other. It's when we stoop down, staying lower and lower, that's when we receive His best gifts and blessings.
但是呢，我现在发现神上帝的礼物是放在架子上，是一个放在一个的下面，一个接着一个放下去。当我们弯下腰越来越低的时候，就是我们得到他最好的礼物与祝福的时候。
Do you see how God wants to bless the humble, the lowly? He wants to work in and through them.
所以我们可以在这看到神他是祝福一个越往低然后谦卑的一个人。
I wonder how many times we forfeit God's blessings because we stood so tall.
我有时候在想，我们因为把自己放得很高，所以我们错过了多少神对我们的祝福。
I wonder how many ministry opportunities were missed because we rely so much on ourselves.
我也有时候在想，我们因为依靠我们自己，我们在神的事工上错过了多少的机会。
I wonder how many people could have seen Jesus in and through our lives if we had just humbled ourselves.
我有时候也在想，如果我们能够谦卑我们自己，有多少人能够在我们身上看到耶稣基督。
See, that's why God is looking for prayerful hearts, hearts that are humble, hearts that want to rely on Him.
所以神他寻找一个祷告的心，一个谦卑的心，一个愿意依赖耶和华的心。
Let's look at the third thing. A God-pleasing heart is a heart that is available for God.
所以我们再看第三点，我们提到一个神喜悦的心是一个能够被神所用的心。
Let's look at this passage, chapter 2, verse 1 and 2 here. It says thatNehemiah, he took up the wine and gave it to the king. He says, I had not been sad in his presence. The king said to me, Why is your face sad, seeing you're not sick? The king's very observant. He realized, Nehemiah, he was not sick, but his face was sad.
所以我们看第二章的第一节跟第二节，其中提到那时候的王对尼希米说，在他尼希米在王的面前摆酒，然后侍奉王，然后他素来在王的面前没有愁容。那个时候王就对他说：“你既然没有生病，为什么面露愁容呢？这所以你心中有烦恼，那是有什么惧怕的呢？”那个王其实他是非常有观察力的。
So Nehemiah said when the king to see the sadness in his heart and ask him why. He says he was very afraid.
所以尼希米那个时候，他给当王问他说：“你为什么这么愁烦？”其实尼希米他是非常害怕的。
Then we look at verses 3-5. This is when Nehemiah brought out the request. Would you allow me to go back to my hometown, Jerusalem, to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem?
所以我们看第三节提到，然后那个时候尼希米就对王说，他说我可以，他提到就说，他的城门已经被毁，然后他跟王说，我可以，如果我在你面前蒙恩，你可以差遣我往犹大到我列祖的地方去，好重建城门。
See, think about this. Nehemiah, he was not even a contractor. He's not a builder.
所以我们看一下那个尼希米尔，他也不是一个建筑的承包商，他也不是一个建筑的商人。
He's a cupbearer. He did not have the knowledge of and the skills of building walls, but he says to God, God, if you need somebody, I am here. Send me.
他是王的一个酒镇，他这些他的技能，然后各方面要重建城墙，他都没有。但是他对神说：“神啊，如果你要用我，我在这里，我愿意。”
I remember when I went on my first mission trip to Mexico.
我记得我第一次到墨西哥参加我第一次的宣教。
Before we crossed the border into Mexico, we gathered together and we had our final training.
所以在我们过边界之前，我们宣教人他把我们都聚集在一起，然后给我们最后一个训练。
One of the leaders had us do this exercise.
所以中间有一个他们的带领这个团队负责人。他说我们来做一个活动。
So he gave us a pep talk. He said, guys, we are here on a mission to serve God.
所以他就给了我们，就跟我们讲说，各位，我们来这里是要去服侍神的。
There's going to be a lot of things that will need us to chip in and to help and to work.
这有很多的事情我们需要能够来做，然后来帮助，然后要我们来能够去完成的。
There are many times where we will be looking for volunteers.
很多时候我们都会要求要有志愿者。
And so even before we go down, we need to condition ourselves that whenever opportunities would arise, we would volunteer ourselves.
所以呢，我们就要预备我们的心。当有任何机会来到的时候，我们都要能够自愿。
Because that's why we're here, right? We are here to serve God.
这就是为什么我们来这里的原因，因为我们来这里服侍神。
So he said, now let's play a game.
所以那现在来玩一个游戏。
A game to see who would be the fastest in volunteering themselves.
所以我们现在来玩一个游戏，看谁能是最快自愿的人。
Whenever you hear the word volunteer,I want you to raise your hand to see who's the fastest.
所以每当你听到这个字志愿的时候，你就赶快把你手举起来，我们看看谁的手举得最快。
And so he would be talking. He would be like, "Oh, today's a nice day. The sun is out."
所以他就开始说了，今天天气很好，太阳也出来了。
We need some young people who would like to volunteer.
所以我们需要一些年轻人，谁愿意来做志愿？
Everybody raised their hand before he finished speaking. Everybody's hands were up. Volunteer, right?
所以他还没有讲完的时候，所有的人就举手了。他句子都还没讲完。
Oh, very good, very good. You know, we put our hands down. He would keep on talking, and whenever, and he would just no reason, just throw in the word volunteer, and everybody's just volunteering themselves.
他就说很好很好，然后他就继续的讲。他讲一讲的时候，在任何情形，他可能就说了一个志愿，然后就看着所有的人手都举起来了。
We were all psyched. We were ready to volunteer ourselves.
我们都很兴奋，我们都愿意来成为这个志愿者。
And then he got really serious.
然后他开始就变得严肃了。
He said, you know, when we go down there, it gets really cold in the morning.
他就说，你知道我们到那里的时候，早上非常的冷。
And there's just a limited amount of hot water.
热水的数量有限。
Who would like to volunteer themselves to take cold showers in the morning by letting other people go first?
那你们中间有谁自愿让其他人洗热水澡，你晚一点去洗冷水澡？
That was hard.
是就非常难了。
I don't know about you, but I like hot showers in the morning.
我不知道你们的感觉是什么，但是我早上是喜欢洗热水澡的。
You know, in my house, we hot water comes really slowly, so we turn on the shower first and let it run for a while.
所以在我们家热水有时候很慢，所以我们常常就把那个洗澡的那个头打开，然后等它热水出来。
Sometimes I step in there too fast.
有时候我洗澡进去的太
快。I would jump right out. It's too much. I cannot take cold showers.
我进去之后，然后马上就跳出来，因为我没办法来洗冷水澡。
He kept on talking. He said, "You know, down there, the draining system is not good."
他又提到在那里的排水系统不太好。
Toilets often back up and they often overflow.
那厕所常常不通，甚至于那个厕所里面水都溢出来了。
We need volunteers to help clean up the mess.
我们需要志愿者去清。
That was really hard.
还是非常的难。
You know, it was right there at that moment I learned that so often when God uses people, He's not looking for ability, He is looking for availability.
所以就在那一刹那时，我明白了神他所使用的人，他并不是用有能力的人，而是用能够为神所用的人。
Who's willing to say, God, I am here, use me any way you want to.
有谁能够说，神啊，我在这里，我自愿，你可以使用我任何一种方式，你所要使用我的方式。
So often God's people say to God, God, yes, I want to serve you.
有很多时候我们都说，是的，神，我们愿意服侍你。
As long as it does not require too much commitment.
只要是不要我太多的承诺。
As long as it fits into my busy schedule.
或者是它能够在我的很忙的这时间里面能够正好排得上。
As long as something that I am interested in doing.
就甚至于说，这是我愿意服侍，当对我有兴趣的事情，我愿意服侍。
Let me ask you.Was Nehemiah a man of God?
所以我想问大家，尼希米他是一个神的仆人吗？
Yes, 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 right. Was Nehemiah a man of faith? Yes or no? Yes.
尼希米是不是有信心的人？
Was he a man without fear? Yes or no?
他是不是一个不惧怕的人？是还不是？
Today's passage says he was full of fear.
所以他其实今天的经文有提到他是害怕的。
Because it was dangerous.
因为对他来讲这是很危险的一件事。
As he approached the king, his job was on the line.
所以他到神那里提出他的要求，所以他的工作可能就没了。
His life was on the line.
所以他甚至于他的生命。
But in that kind of situation, he said to God in his heart, God, I am willing, I am available to serve you if you want me to serve you.
所以在这样的情形，他还是能够跟神说，神啊，你可以用我，我愿意为你所用。
See, that is a heart that's pleasing to God.
那就是一个 让神喜悦的心。
Today, as I close, as I sum it up, I want to say that may we be a people of soft hearts and hard feet.
所以今天我愿意做一个总结，愿我们都成为一个心是一个柔软的心，然后脚是一个坚硬的脚的人。
Well, let me explain that. Hearts that feel compassion, that feel God's heart, sensitive to the heart of God.
所以我来解释一下，我们是希望有一个充满一个同情心的人。
And feet that are hard enough to walk into the challenges that God has called us to.
而我们的脚能够是一个坚硬的脚，所以我们能够来迎接上帝呼召我们所做的任何一个挑战。
Right, you see that? Soft hearts, but hard feet.
所以你可以看到这里，一个柔软的心，一个坚硬的脚。
So often, we have hard hearts and soft feet.
常常我们的心是坚硬的，我们的脚是软的。
Feeling nothing, going nowhere.
所以我们感觉不到任何东西，哪里也不去。
May God grant us hard feet and soft heart.
愿神能够来帮助我们有一个坚硬的脚，一个柔软的心。
May God grant us a God pleasing heart.
愿神能够让我们有一个能够讨神喜悦的心。
Amen. Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for speaking to us.
主啊，我们谢谢你与我们今天与我们说话。
Heavenly Father, when we're honest about our heart, we realize there are many areas where we need your help.
主啊，当我们来审查我们的心，我们发现我们有很多地方都需要你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you for not forsaking us and that you never abandon us.
耶稣基督，我们谢谢你从来不放弃我们。
That you continue to love us, and we pray that, Lord, that you would use us.
所以我们谢谢你继续的爱我们，我们也求主你能够用我们。
May your Spirit continue to speak to our hearts and soften our hearts.
愿你的灵继续与我们说话，让我们能够柔软我们的心。
Mold our hearts so that our hearts can be sensitive to you.
所以能够来塑造我们的心，让我们能够对你有敏感。
Help us to have a prayerful heart because we need to humble ourselves and rely on you.
愿你让我们有一个愿意祷告的心，因为我们需要谦卑，知道我们需要你。
And give us a willing heart, a heart that always ready to serve you.
给我们一个愿意的心，让我们随时都能够愿意来服侍你。
Lord, in this season of Lent, our prayer is that, Lord, you would change our hearts and help us, give us a heart that is pleasing to you.
主啊，在这个四旬节的期间，我们求你能够让我们有一个柔软的心，能够改变我们的心，让我们能够做有一个喜悦，能够蒙你喜悦的心。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名我们祷告。
Amen.
Amen.